This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Scheck and Trip Rodgers.
Starting off a Sunday with a little football scones and a little English breakfast tea. Must be a London game. It's Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers, happy to be with you.
Yes, I got my pinky out on my teacup. Make sure you got the drink properly. You know, I've got to be honest, this adds some fun to Sundays. You've got that game at 9:30. So you get up, you watch a game, and you're watching football all day long. I've always wanted to go out to Vegas because it's 3-hour time difference. Now, I don't know if I'd be getting up 6 o'clock in the morning or 6:30 to watch a football game. The thing is, the prime time games get over like 8 o'clock at night out there. That's the best part of it. As an NFL fan, you look forward to them. I like this idea of the international games. If there's any sport that could grow and play internationally and put a team internationally, it's got to be the NFL, because you only play once a week. And you could probably have it so you could have a team or two based overseas, and then they have a little home here in the United States or a training base, and you could do it. A lot of people thought the Jacksonville Jaguars would be that first team. That's not going to happen. That stadium deal has locked them in there to, I think it's 2034, 2035. On the immediate horizon, they want to do more international games. I'm not complaining. Football at 9:30 in the morning, you got nothing else to do on a Sunday. I'm all for it.
The Jets are playing across the pond, the Minnesota Vikings. Meanwhile, stateside, the other New York team is on the other side of the country to take on Seattle later today at 4:25. We start with the Jets, and there's been a lot of discussion about the Jets' performance through the first four games of the season going into the London game. But the biggest story this week, Robert Saleh and the relationship between Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's had some difficult press conferences. I don't know if I would say turmoil between the two, but all is not going well for the Jets so far, as expected, as we thought they would be.
I'll go on record, and I will say this right now. I don't think the Jets have the right head coach in Robert Saleh. He's a great defensive coordinator. He is not head coaching material. And I think we knew that if we watched the team the last couple of years. We have not seen a head coach that I am enthusiastically behind. You know, you look at the Giants, you look at the Jets. I'm behind Brian Daboll. He did a great job a couple years ago. Now, has he done a good job lately? Not really. I got to admit, the offense was pretty interesting in that game against Dallas, and it will be curious to see how they do this afternoon against the Seattle Seahawks, because the Seahawks defense is suspect. And the other part with the Seahawks is they've got a Thursday night game against the 49ers next week. I think they're going to look ahead to that game, and they may think, oh, it's the Giants. Moving on. Yeah. And I wonder if that's going to have an effect. But just going back to the Jets, I don't think Saleh's the guy. If they do not make the playoffs, he's gone.
Our own Fox Sports Radio host Colin Cowherd said it's time to sell your Jets stock. Now, that game was simply one that you cannot lose. We're talking about Denver last week when they lost 10-9. Personally, I think when things are going good, the spotlight is off of you. Press conferences are easier. Locker room is lighter. There's team camaraderie when you're winning, when you're meeting expectations as well. And then, of course, when you're not, the microscope gets bigger on you. So this is what's going to happen. And I don't think that Robert Saleh's press conferences have been the best this past week.
You're talking about a fan base that is starved for any type of success. The Hassan Reddick situation with the Jets is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you trade for this guy, and he wants a good deal, and you're sitting there not giving it to him. I mean, come on. Now, why did Philadelphia get rid of him? Well, maybe they knew what was going on. I give you the New York Jets. Let's move on to the New York Giants.
Yeah. And they have a bigger game later this afternoon against the Seahawks, who have been decimated by injuries. If the Giants really want any chance to stay in this game with the Seahawks, they're going to need to move the sticks consistently. And, you know, the problem with Daniel Jones has been his ability to hit downfield passes. Look, I know a lot of people also want to point fingers to the Giants offensive line. It's improved from last season. Just not enough, though, in my opinion.
And the other part about the Giants is, if you remember, they won the time of possession battle against the Cowboys. That was the idea. They wanted to keep the Cowboys off the field. The problem was the Giants couldn't get into the end zone. If they had gotten into the end zone one time, it would have been a different game.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit there and point the finger at Daniel Jones, because Daniel Jones had a decent game last game. The Giants are snake bit, and that offensive line still not doing the job. You can cry all you want to about no Saquon Barkley. Listen, guys, you got to be realistic here. This team is not good. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are really going to be on the hot seat as time goes on if the season does not improve. And when I say, listen, if the Giants can get to 500, that's an improvement. And I don't think people are going to scream as much, but the Giants put a huge target on their backs with that Hard Knocks. And I've said this a couple times. The Giants are so adamant they did not want to do Hard Knocks. I almost think it would have been better to do training camp, because the Chicago Bears look like world beaters. They're not, but the Giants in their history do not do well going west.
And we at Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore encourage you to help those affected by Hurricane Helene. For more information, go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. You've got Mike Check, Trip Rodgers, and you've got the Philadelphia Eagles, who are on a bye this week, which might be a good thing considering they lost to the same team in a similar fashion in the wild card round of the playoffs last season. They just haven't found answers yet for the coaching staff changes and the addition of Saquon Barkley. They need to find the answers. Philly's current and former head coach could be on the chopping block. Talking about Nick Sirianni, I am talking about Doug Peterson, whose Jacksonville team is 0-4 and not looking good. Trip, who do you think is the first head coach to be fired?
I think the problem was with Sirianni last year. On our Sultans podcast, I said either Dallas and Philadelphia are going to fire their coaches or they're going to stand pat. And that's what they did. They stood pat. I think both owners may regret doing that, because Sirianni has not shown us anything. Mike McCarthy has not shown us anything. Doug Peterson, boy, that situation in Jacksonville is just awful. And, you know, realistically, they play this week and then they go overseas for 2 weeks. They could be 0-7 when they come back. I don't know if Doug Peterson's going to keep his job at that point. Trevor Lawrence, they paid a lot of money for him. Trevor Lawrence has played awful. And I know Bill Belichick is out there, but I don't know if Bill Belichick's going to run and take the first job there. I don't think he does a rebuild. I think he would go to a Philadelphia team or go to a Dallas team that is built to win now. The other side of it is that Bill Belichick is the king of all NFL media. So why do you want to get back involved in that? Again, of the coaches, Peterson probably is in the hot seat more. Sirianni could stave it off and might make it to the end of the season. Again, I don't think there's a midseason coaching change in Dallas either. But Jacksonville, it's happened before. Could happen again.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jacksonville is Peterson probably the first to go. But Philadelphia, too talented to look this bad. And Sirianni, well, he better be careful. All right, an NFC South battle on Thursday Night Football. Shootout between Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins. Both quarterbacks looked sharp. An improbable win, though, for the Atlanta Falcons in overtime. Hodge, he comes in for Drake London, who gets injured and scores a 45-yard touchdown from Kirk Cousins. Atlanta knocks off Tampa Bay 36-30. Kirk Cousins throwing for over 500 yards, 4 touchdowns, a Falcon record. That breaks the record of Matt Ryan, who, by the way, was also there that night because he went into the Falcons Ring of Honor. So what a performance by the Falcons. You know, we kind of question them. Where is this team? Here they are. They're turning the corner, or so at least it seems.
First of all, Atlanta's win was so improbable because they get the spike. They could kick a 47-yard field goal. Oh, no. They let the play clock run out. Move it back 5 yards. 52-yard field goal. Again, you're talking about one of the best kickers for Atlanta. And then, of course, the overtime win with the touchdown, which, again, Tampa Bay has got to be kicking themselves. But that Tampa Bay defense has been an issue all year long. And this was a game Tampa Bay should have won. They controlled the ball. Actually, both quarterbacks played really well, Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins. The Falcons win, and now Atlanta feels pretty good. And again, when you get one of these wins on a Thursday night, you got a couple days to savor it, and you move on. And I think that's something really important to think about. When you lose this game, you got a couple extra days to think about it also. And that may bother you, especially the way that Tampa Bay lost.
A play fake. Stroud on the move. A good ball. Brissett given time over the middle. He gets picked off by Warner. Climbs the ladder to get it. And now he sprints down the sideline. He won't be denied. Touchdown.
Oh, here goes DeAndre Swift for his first Chicago Bears touchdown. McNichols powering inside the five. Down the sideline. And that's going to be a touchdown.
Chase 63 yards. Pinballing off tacklers. Derrick Henry on the run. He will score.
This one is going deep for Worthy, and the rookie hauls it in. That's the longest touchdown pass for Mahomes in a long time.
Runway 2 from 58. It is good. Whip your love on me, baby. Whip your
love on me, baby. Coming up, Fantasy Sultans dish out their Week 5 imports and exports and offer substitutes for bi-week replacements. Plus, can the Giants win in the Pacific Northwest? We'll tell you in our weekly pick'ems. All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. All the pigskin you can handle.
60 minutes of hard-nosed physical football.
You're listening to Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore.
And we turn to the fantasy spotlight here on Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers, and we welcome you back here. We got to talk about some big-time performances from last week. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love had a welcoming sight back at Lambeau Field. 389 yards, 4 scores, and you know what? Nobody was more happier than Jaden Reed, who caught 139 of those yards and one of his scores. By the way, while Love was out, 59 yards and no scores. So, as I mentioned, nobody was happier than Jaden Reed. All right, let's move on to King Henry. Yeah, well, he hasn't been dethroned in Baltimore just yet. In fact, he had the longest play in Ravens history, 87 yards to the house. He went on to carry for 196, 3 touchdowns. He caught 2 and ran 1 as well. So a very, very nice day for Derrick Henry. Meanwhile, we know there's no substitute for one of the league's best players in Christian McCaffrey, but Jordan Mason still continues to find a way for San Francisco. 123 yards and a tutty last week.
If you drafted him or you grabbed him off the waiver wire week one, you cannot be sad about it. And if you were a Christian McCaffrey owner and you were able to get him, if you did not get him and you got Christian McCaffrey sitting on your roster as dead wood, well, obviously he's on IR. The other part of this is I think the 49ers, if they have him doing well, there's no rush to get McCaffrey back. And this is a 49ers team that looks to go back to the Super Bowl. So they look for a long run in the playoffs. And if McCaffrey gets a week or two off more, better rest it. Risk reward, but you luck out with this guy. And Jordan Mason certainly is doing the job. And of course, Brock Purdy looking good too. They've had a couple of injuries along the way, but the wide receivers are starting to come around for 49ers too.
So we got a question in at the Fantasy Sultans inbox. I have a conundrum. Of course, that's fantasysultans@gmail.com. Mark Andrews not getting the job done. What do I do with him? I could say we could put Kyle Pitts in that category too, you know?
Oh my God, yes. I think at this point, likely had that big game the first week. And everybody was like, what about Mark Andrews? Just wonder if Andrews is still coming back from that injury. But the other part of it is this Ravens offense looked really good last week. And the Ravens offense, I think, is going to go through Derrick Henry. Let's be realistic. You signed him in the offseason. You didn't sign him to sit there and pass block. You signed him to run. And as a result, they're not going to be passing as much. The other part of it is the Ravens offense, base offense, is 2 tight ends. It helps with blocking. You've got some great wide receivers in Baltimore, and you've got Lamar Jackson who can dig off a run at any second. Andrews is going to have one of those standout games, but he's not performing as well as people want. I don't know if it's too early to export him, shall we say.
Well, I mean, you got to make a decision at some point. It may get to the point where, okay, well, if he's not performing in the next few weeks, then maybe it's time to cut him. But definitely after four games, you just don't know. We see these performers have these late rises. You could put him on your bench, find somebody else on the waiver wire, keep him on the bench, and then when he does start performing, there you have him in playoff contention. You'll have him down the stretch. That's one thing. You don't want to toss players away early to other opponents.
We'll touch on this a little bit with fantasy because you got buys coming up. I mean, again, if you want to go pick up another tight end, you can, but listen, there are only a few really elite tight ends, ones that can score you 8, 10, 12 points per game. Mark Andrews is one of those guys who can do that. People scratching their heads about Travis Kelce. I think he kind of answered those questions last week. Mm-hmm. And Sultans have said this, one tight end is all you need. I don't know if you're going to carry two. And if you're carrying one and Andrews is your guy, well, listen, you got to take the good with the bad. You got to look at the whole season. I mean, remember, these are estimates. And a lot of times they estimate the number of points they're going to score each week. And sometimes it works out. And sometimes it doesn't. Hey, let's head to the import exports. What do you say, buddy?
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer exporter, okay?
Yeah, let's do it. And I'm going to start it off in Cleveland. Running back Jerome Ford, with Nick Chubb's potential return, could be his one last shot to lead the backfield, and it's going to be opposing a good defense. So I think he's a player that you want to pick up. If you don't have him on your roster, of course you pick him up, but of course he's a player that you want to start. Next up, I'm going to talk about Brandon Ayuk from San Francisco. He's been getting outshined by Jawan Jennings, 364 to 167, but he still has a lot of potential. It was proven last year. Against a questionable Arizona defense this week, Ayuk should have plenty of opportunity to get open. And this is a game where Kyle Shanahan really needs to give his star receiver some momentum, feed him the ball early and often. Finally, another import, Travis Kelce in Kansas City. You mentioned him after 3 weeks of atrocious performances. Swifties were even wondering whether this guy was washed up. Last week, we found out he wasn't. The old Kelce came back. And of course, with Rashee Rice and that injury, he's going to be a little bit more of a beneficiary in that offense. Definitely start him. Export, Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow. Now, Baltimore was a force to be reckoned with last week. Don't believe it? Just see Josh Allen's performance last week. Boy, that was rough. Only single digits in the fantasy category. Now we enter Joe Burrow. 16 points he only racked up against Carolina. That's against Carolina. Yes, Carolina, 16 points.
The Hall of Famer's favorite team.
Yeah, that's right. So if he can only rack up 16 against Carolina, what is he going to rack up? Yeah, it's not going to be good for business, and that's not going to be good for anybody, as Jerry Seinfeld would say. And Zach Ertz in Washington, another export. Jaden Daniels might be having a lot of success, but Ertz is one of Daniels' favorite targets. And yeah, they have a good thing going, but they are facing a Cleveland defense who does not normally allow more than 10 PPR points to the Browns. He's a solid tight end in a thin group, but I just think that the ceiling is low this week, so sit him.
I agree with you to a certain extent on Zach Ertz. I really want to see what Washington does this week. All right, I'm going to go imports. Listen, we talked about the Chiefs. You talked about Travis Kelce. Kareem Hunt, he came back last week. It was okay. Got a heavier role because Carson Steele had a fumble early. But I got to tell you something. Kareem Hunt is back where he was, where he started his career, where he first made headlines. Kareem Hunt is kind of what the Chiefs need. And he is somebody, if he is available in your leagues, you got to grab him because of the fact that he's going to have the rock and he's going to get a majority of the touches until Isaiah Pacheco comes back. Another running back to talk about too. Jonathan Taylor has been a workhorse in fantasy, and people who've had him have been, the last 2 years have really been happy. Year before, not so much. I had him. But Jonathan Taylor now has a high ankle sprain. Now, it's a good high ankle sprain as opposed to a bad one. You got to think about what the Colts are going to do, and this is a team that has Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon has been okay, but he's going to get double-digit touches if Jonathan Taylor's ankle's not right. He's a guy who you might want to pick up because, again, spot start, you're going to want to look at that at this point. export. I'm going to flip the script around on the export. You know, you mentioned Travis Etienne, and I agree with you that shoulder injury is part of it. I really think Etienne may be eclipsed by Tank Bigsby. I don't know if I would stay on that Travis Etienne bandwagon. That Jacksonville offense is just awful at this point.
Well, you mentioned Travis Etienne. I talked about it on our podcast and, of course, on the Sultans YouTube. And you can follow us on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans. We have a little segment that we do each and every week. And I talk trades this week on our episode. And, of course, when you're 1-3 or 0-4, it's time to make a trade. And that's what you need to do because, hey, you just don't want to throw the towel in just because you're doing poorly. You got to keep grinding at it. If you don't win one week, you'll win the next. And speaking of winning, your next shot at winning in the Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore Strike It Rich contest comes your way tomorrow morning. Listen for the $1,000 keyword at 8, 10, noon, 3, and 5 p.m. When you hear that $1,000 code word, simply text it to 45911 and you could be in the running. Maybe we'll put a grand in your hand from Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Nationwide contest rules apply. As we continue here, it is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers.
The Fantasy Sultans, Sunday Jupers.
And, of course, some players to watch this week. Got a pair of receivers that I'm going to talk about. How about Dontavian Wicks in Green Bay? Wicks had a nice performance, 5 catches, 78 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Christian Watson left the game with a high ankle sprain against Minnesota. That allowed Wicks the opportunity to see more playing time. Now, I don't know if he's going to match the 13 targets that he saw last week, but certainly he's got an opportunity to do so with Jordan Love healthy. That's encouraging for the receiver. Let's go on to another wide receiver. Yeah, Josh Downs in Indianapolis. And what goes up must come down. It's all about Josh Downs this week. Of course, 9 targets. He caught him and got 82 yards. Of course, found the end zone last Sunday as well. A lot of success coming from the fill-in quarterback. Yep, you've seen him before. You know him. You love him. He's Joe Flacco. He's Jersey Joe Flacco, as we like to call him there. Job done last week. Downs is a guy who will benefit no matter who's at quarterback. Anthony Richardson has a hip injury. We'll see how long he's out, but definitely he's a player that you want to watch and may want to pick up.
My two players I'm going to watch this week, Giants receiver Wandell Robinson. Now, he's great, and he's a PPR monster. But the problem is, I don't know if Wandell's ready to take that number one receiver role. And that's the problem I have with him this week. Neighbors is in. Yeah, he's going to draw double coverage. That's why Robinson is so good. Darius Slayton also is good with the Giants. But Wandell Robinson, I want to see how he does this week. This is a Seattle team that got torched on Monday night. I think the Giants could make some hay against Seattle because it's not the vaunted defense that they used to have. And the other guy I'm looking at, quarterback Justin Fields for the Steelers. Get some prime time love tonight. And I think this is the week he cements his starting position. I don't know if the Steelers will go back to Russell Wilson unless Fields implodes. He has done well. And again, he's a guy in fantasy. If you need a quarterback, because you don't have Jared Goff this week and you don't have Jalen Hurts. I think he's available in a number of leagues. So that would be a guy to get. And that's a guy I'm going to watch when we head into Sunday this afternoon. Because, hey, it's almost game time, which means pick time.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick 'em.
Let's go.
The home teams were kind of limited because Eagles off. Jets just finished their game. 1 o'clock game. This is an intriguing matchup. It's the Buffalo Bills giving a point to the Houston Texans in Houston. Now, this is a Buffalo team that comes off disaster last Sunday night. I think they want a rebound. This is a Texans team that is scrapping. I'll tell you what,
they want to make a point.
Texans. I'll take the dog in this game because I think Houston at home is good.
I think the loss last week to Baltimore is going to motivate them, and the Texans have not been dynamic, so I'm going to go the other way and go Buffalo in the points.
All right, Giants are taking on the Seattle Seahawks. They're in Seattle. It's a 6.5-point favorite for the Seattle Seahawks. And again, the Seahawks played well offensively. Defensively, not so much. Yeah, let a quarterback throw a perfect game, not have an incompletion. That was really tough. That's the defense that Daniel Jones is going up against this week. I think 6.5 points is an awful lot. I'll take the underdog in this game.
Long road trip for the Giants, but they're well rested now, having 10 days off. I think they keep it close because Seattle's defense is banged up. Seattle wins but doesn't cover.
Okay. Tonight, Sunday night game is Pittsburgh and the Cowboys. We talked about it, and that Pittsburgh is a 2.5 point choice. It is in Pittsburgh. Listen, the Cowboys are a mess. They won against the Giants. They had some time off, but this Pittsburgh's team is for real. I think they're for real. Defense is good. Pittsburgh covers the 2.5 point spread. I have no confidence in the Dallas Cowboys.
Big injury to watch here is Michael Parsons. That's a huge injury for the Cowboys, and they're banged up all over the place, not playing well. I'm going to go for Pittsburgh, too. And we do want to mention the lines are courtesy of FoxSports.com.
Last but not least, the Monday night game, New Orleans at Kansas City. Kansas City, 4-0. Yeah, they're the Super Bowl champions, but I don't know if anybody's really thinking they're going to repeat, especially with all the injuries they've had. New Orleans, which team is going to show up in Kansas City? The one that wowed us the first 3 weeks of the season, or the team that didn't wow us last week? The spread on this game is 5.5 for Kansas City. I'm going to take the underdog. I think New Orleans got something to prove. I think they got something going there. Kansas City, you can't win them all. And I just kind of wonder if this is the week Kansas City stumbles.
I don't know. Mahomes has been a bit flashy this season, but started to get his old ways back last week. I think he throws for over 300 and a couple of touchdowns. So I'm going to go for Kansas City.
And last but not least, we talk about fantasy buys.
Yes.
Plan your buys. You got to make sure you cover your buys. So if you got a guy, you got a kicker, you got a defense, you got a tight end, who you only have one of and they're on a buy, you've got to make sure you've got somebody in the lineup. That is a sure way to lose in fantasy. So I offer that last little tidbit because, again, we're the fantasy souls, and that's what we do.
That is what we do. And we are givers, as we like to say. We give you the information you need for your rosters each and every week. All the information from the locals, Jets, Giants, Eagles, as game time approaches. We say bye for now for this week. Enjoy the games, everyone. We are here for you. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans. And tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.